SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Is it fair to say that regardless of what I do and how much I contribute, that I'm always going to be a burden?
Viele Studien zeigen, dass Geflüchtete bei der Anwendung von geeigneten politischen Maßnahmen einen dauerhaften, positiven Beitrag zum Wirtschaftswachstum leisten können. SBS Examines hat sich die politischen Aussagen zum Thema Flucht und Migration während des letzten Wahlkampfes angeschaut und Trends in den sozialen Medien untersucht. Die Kollegen stoßen dabei auf eine Menge von Fehlinformationen in Bezug auf die Kosten der australischen Flüchtlingsaufnahme. Und dies könnte die Marginalisierung unserer schutzbedürftigsten Gruppen noch weiter verstärken. Werfen wir doch nun einen Blick auf die tatsächlichen Kosten der australischen Flüchtlingspolitik und gehen wir der Frage nach, wie das System geändert werden könnte, damit Menschenrechte und Wirtschaft priorisiert werden können.
We've spent over $13 billion in sending people to places of offshore detention. That works out on average over that time to be over $500,000 per person who we sent offshore.
Das sagt Jenna Favero, stellvertretende Geschäftsführerin des Asylum Seeker Resource Center. Sie bezieht sich auf die Kosten für die Offshore-Inhaftierungen, die in den Haushaltsplänen des Department of Home Affairs and Immigration and Border Protection zwischen 2011 und 2023 veröffentlicht wurden.
We had had it previously and it was abolished for a reason because it was expensive and it harmed people. So not only are we breaching our international obligations, but it's also a huge amount of money that we are spending to punish people.
Die von Jenna erwähnte internationale Verpflichtung ist die UN Refugee Convention von 1951. Diese kam in Kraft, nachdem Millionen von Menschen nach dem Ersten und Zweiten Weltkrieg verdrängt oder abgeschoben wurden. Jenna ist der Ansicht, Australiens derzeitiger Umgang mit Geflüchteten sei grausam und kostspielig.
It's really just about politics and goes to people wanting to demonize others to create fear to win votes. If you talk about the values, if you talk about the economic cost, if you talk about the right thing to do, we also did some polling before the election, which showed that the majority of Australians of every voting persuasion thought we should treat people with compassion, not cruelty.
Laut Jenna sei die Abwicklung der Geflüchteten an Land eine praktikable Lösung und wurde schon einmal so durchgeführt.
The comprehensive plan that was brought in under Malcolm Fraser meant that we welcomed and we resettled people directly into Australia. So they weren't having to risk their lives, so you've got that humane element. Then they were also coming in and contributing to Australia. Whereas now we've got the opposite, that we're spending a lot of money not only on offshore detention, but we're also denying so many people in our community, people who are seeking asylum, the right to work and right to study. So that means they can't actually work, they can't sustain themselves.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
When I was in construction site, other refugee, they were asking me why you are working in this tough environment. You are speak English, you have built a network, you finish university. How come you work in this environment? We have no other choice.
Hidayat Ozyen ist der Gründer und CEO von Community Construction, einem sozialen Unternehmen, das Geflüchtete und Asylbewerber beschäftigt. Im Jahr 2019 floh er im Alter von 17 Jahren vor den Taliban in Afghanistan.
My mom told me you have to leave Afghanistan because this time they're going to take you like you're dead. And I had no choice.
Nachdem er aus seinem Dorf in die Hauptstadt Kabul geflohen war, fand er einen Menschenschmuggler, der ihn nach Dubai, dann nach Malaysia und schließlich nach Indonesien brachte. Von dort aus reiste er mit dem Boot nach Australien.
We lost our identity and our freedom. We were in the hand of people smuggler. After 9 days, when we arrived in the international water, the Australian Navy, they came and they rescued us and they take us to Christmas Island.
Nach 3 Monaten wurde er in eine Haftanstalt in Melbourne verlegt und nach einem Monat entlassen, als er seine dauerhafte Aufenthaltsgenehmigung erhielt.
Pretty much I start from very scratch. I went to English class and then high school. When I finished my high school, I was very passionate to do my university because in Afghanistan I was from a minority ethnic group and they have not gave us equal opportunity to go to university.
In 2016 nahm er einen Teilzeitjob auf einer Baustelle an, um vor Beginn seines Doktorates etwas Geld zu sparen.
During this time, I found that a lot of refugees, they are struggling to find job, and they said, "Still, we want to work because we want to support our family. We don't want to be on Centrelink benefit. We want to contribute." And from that time, I decided to do something for them.
Zu Beginn beschäftigte Hidayat 15 Geflüchtete.
They are very hard worker and they really appreciate the second chance. For example, when I renovate a bathroom, if I contract with a normal company, it takes many weeks to finish. But when I have my refugee employee, they can finish in just 1 week because they put their energy, put all their resources, and they want to really finish the job on time.
Seitdem wurden über 300 Projekte mit der harten Arbeit von über 100 Angestellten abgeschlossen. Hidayat ist der Meinung, dass Australien mehr tun müsse, wenn es darum ginge, Geflüchteten die Möglichkeit zu geben, einen Beitrag in der Gesellschaft zu leisten.
I'm receiving at least 5 applications every day from refugees. They want to work. They want to contribute. They want to support their families. They don't want to be on Centrelink, but there's no equal opportunities.
Allowing an asylum seeker to live in the community while their protection claim is processed on a bridging visa costs around $4,000 a year. That also enables people to live within the community rather than in a detention centre and to be able to be supported here while their claim is processed. It doesn't have to be expensive to set up these extremely elaborate policies that Australia has done, which ultimately are aimed at deterrence rather than protection.
Professor Jane McAdam ist die Gründerin und Direktorin des Caldor Center for International Refugee Law an der University of New South Wales. Und SBS Examens fragte sie, wo man denn ein effizienteres Modell finden könne, das sowohl den Menschenrechten als auch der Wirtschaft Vorrang einräumt.
So for instance, estimated that the Swiss reforms could produce an annual net saving for the Swiss government of 80 million euros.
Dina Jakow, die einst selbst Geflüchtete war, ist nun Direktorin für Community Engagement beim Refugee Council of Australia. Sie glaubt, dass mehr getan werden müsse, um Geflüchteten das Recht zu arbeiten früher zu ermöglichen.
I haven't met one person that hasn't come to Australia and has not wanted to learn the language, have an education, have a better future for their lives and their, you know, children's lives. There's not one person I've spoken with and have said, oh no, but don't, I'd rather just stay at home and you know, be on welfare. There's no such thing as that.
Dina zufolge sollte es den Geflüchteten erlaubt sein, einen Beitrag zur Wirtschaft zu leisten.
Usually the economic argument is that, you know, refugees are coming here and they're like costing the government a lot of money. But rather than looking at that, I think we have to look at their contributions. We don't want to be often portrayed as burden on public services or welfare systems or housing, but we want to be part of the conversation. We want to be able to contribute, but given the opportunity to contribute.
Diese Folge von SBS Examens wurde von Olivia Diorio produziert. Weitere Informationen finden Sie unter sbs.com.au/sbsexamens.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.